When I pull up to the parking lot, it's time to level up. Dial in, showing out for your team. Listen up, get you some, I stand the fan to give you what you need. Fan fuel, game time, turn up the intensity. Team colors bleeding out, 5-hour energy. For a limited time, get the fan fuel flavor at 5hourenergy.com.
Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Hey, y'all, it's Chip Patterson from the Cover 3 Podcast, part of the CBS Sports Podcast Network. College football is about to enter its first ever 12-team playoff era, so join me, along with Tom Fornelli, Danny Cannell, and Bud Elliott, as we drop new episodes 5 times a week to close out the year. We've got reactions, bracket breakdowns, and best bets for these matchups with championship stakes. Follow and listen to the Cover 3 Podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Merry Christmas. Let me read the card. Right. This is from Mark, one of our listeners.
Okay. Thank you, Mark.
Really, nice guy. Hooks us up most Christmases. Here's to a holiday season as smooth as your favorite cruise and as refreshing as a cold pint. Wishing you endless adventures, full glasses, and unforgettable memories. Cheers to the good times ahead. Happy holidays. Boozy Mark from Marietta.
Well, Mark, greatly appreciated.
Very much so.
All right, so now we're going to open our gifts.
Okay.
I believe they call this an unboxing. But normally it's on video. But, oh, this is well wrapped.
When I brought these gifts into the office yesterday, I was like, wow, someone's like a good rapper, because I'm a disaster rapper. Someone's pretty good at it.
Oh, look at that. It's a whole bunch of bourbon.
Whiskey, a Georgia whiskey.
Oh, that's very cool. Oh, it's like got a Georgia logo on the box and everything. That's very nice. All right, let me flip mine to the front.
Oh, this is the earbud I got to
note. Oh, mine's the Washington one.
From one bulldog. He went to Yale to another, wishing you and Donna and the kids a very happy holidays. Hope you enjoy Boozy Mark and Marietta. This is freaking awesome.
So was that the note that was in this?
Potentially.
This is freaking awesome.
One of my notes fall out, or is that the one?
Yeah, because mine's specifically to Lily, Jack, and Ashley.
This is freaking awesome.
Mark is our listener that went to Yale. So yes, we've got a pretty smart,
this is
one of the nicest things ever. Audience.
This is fucking awesome, man.
Listening audience.
That one, mine. This one doesn't have
notes. That would make sense. I don't know, though. I don't know.
Wow. That's very, very nice. I'm excited to display this prominently on our bar. Cool. And Bo got a nice little,
purse.
I wouldn't say it's a purse. It's like a satchel.
A tote bag.
It's a tote bag for like...
Now we're reconsidering that maybe this is for Bo. And
if that note was with this thing, mentioning cruises, it would make sense that that was his.
Okay, I can ask him. I'll ask Mark.
But either way...
But then this didn't have a note.
That one had no note.
Okay.
10 of 10, no notes.
Maybe Mark doesn't know how to...
Well, he referred to himself as Boozy Mark. He might have been drunk while he was doing this.
This is true.
It's possible. Drunk gift buying does sometimes result in sloppiness.
It's a wine and cheese tote bag.
Which is nice.
Yeah. For the next time I go on a picnic.
It seems like something you'd do.
I do drink wine and cheese. I eat cheese while
drinking. And you go on picnics. Yeah. You're a pretty big picnic guy.
Hey, appreciate it. Yeah.
Yeah, it's awesome, huh? Love it. It's nice to be... I know you guys were here yesterday. I don't think I've ever flown as many times as I did...
How was the trip?
I got two more coming up tomorrow and Sunday.
Oh, it will
but
be six, right?
I had three flights in 24 hours coming home from Vegas and then yesterday down to Palm Beach, Florida and back. It was okay. Right. It was, I think it was worth going and seeing the TGL. I was down there for the TGL media day for that new indoor golf league that they're doing down there.
Mm. Saw some videos.
Was Tiger there?
He was not. That would have been... Ricky Fowler was there.
Oh, cool.
It was cool. I got to talk to Ricky Fowler for a couple minutes.
Did you have to interview them or just...
I didn't really interview him. Right. They were doing a bunch of different interviews and we weren't going to play it on the show. Right. So I was like, I just talked to him. Billy Horschel plays for the Atlanta team. So is this not recording?
I don't know. It might be.
Okay.
You have no counter on there?
It says right error.
Oh, it's probably not recording then.
That seems either like it's probably
it's
not.
Counting up.
Oh.
Well. So something's playing.
Anyway, Billy Horschel, oh, really back, nice guy. Plays for the Atlanta Drive.
Yeah.
Big Falcons fan. He said, well, I don't want to give away any secrets, so you have to tune in. But there's going to be like a lot of Atlanta-specific stuff that they do when they're playing.
So what do we have to
music
tune in?
And all that kind of stuff. So,
cool.
Yeah.
Where do you tune in? Where do we find this?
It'll be on TV.
Be on ESPN, right?
Is ESPN?
Yeah, I'll be on ESPN.
Ocho?
Yeah. Like Scott Van Pelt, Matt Barry, and a couple other ESPN folks are going to be involved in it. Scott Van Pelt wasn't there either. That would have been cool.
Yeah.
Matt Barry was. I didn't introduce myself to him. All the
Matt Barry, but not the Matt Barry.
Right, not that Matt Barry.
Matthew Barry.
Yeah, Matt Barry.
Not Matthew Barry.
No.
The Foreplay. Nothing, I don't know if you guys listen to the Foreplay podcast. It's pretty popular. Those guys were all there. I said what's up to those guys. They were nice.
I saw a lot of video.
It was just it was like, yeah, any, if you follow.
Did you get the swing?
No. I thought, what, and there, the hell, was supposed, man? There was, well, it might have happened.
Your chance to get discovered.
Well, it was, they were supposed to have like an opportunity for the media to try out some of the stuff, like the simulators and stuff, but I had to go. Like,
you didn't fucking play?
I didn't get, by the time, they might have done that, right, but by the time they started maybe getting towards it, I had to go back to the fucking airport.
Oh, like, damn. That sucks.
I was literally, because my flight was delayed.
I wanted one of the pro golfers to be like, yeah, pretty good looking swing.
My flight was delayed an hour and a half leaving Atlanta. So I didn't get to the media day. Okay. I got to the media day late.
Right.
So it started at like 1. I got there. Well, it started at like 12:30. I got there at like 1:30, 1:45. Right. So they were done with a lot of the demonstrations. Then it was just like one-on-one time and all
was
that stuff.
Was there a car waiting on you?
No.
I was just going to ask the same thing.
I did ask, though. Yeah. I did ask.
Was
I asked.
Was there a car waiting on
you? I asked. But no. So I had to do an Uber.
You fly into
a whole different story.
Palm Beach or FLL?
Palm Beach.
Okay.
Palm Beach.
Little PBI action?
Yeah. Weird airport.
Do you breathe it? Everything?
Huh?
I've never heard anybody call it FLL.
Fort Lauderdale?
Yeah.
It's just the tag. I know what it is. I don't know.
I've never heard anybody say it.
Yeah. I never. Palm Beach Airport. A lot of rich, old people that need help.
Yeah,
never.
It's Boca, man.
I've never flown out of there.
It was weird.
I've been there.
I get
it. I also saw a million on the way down there yesterday. I saw a bunch of James Madison people. They played in the Boca Bowl last night.
Oh,
yeah. I was like, what's all these James Madison people doing on this play?
He picked up a dub last night over Western Kentucky.
Yeah.
Did they play like four quarterbacks or something?
Yeah.
I didn't watch it. They
like four fucking quarterbacks.
But no, I didn't have a car. I had to get an Uber. But then I got there and had to kind of cram it all in. And then I think they had gotten started late too. So some of the demonstration stuff they were doing was starting at like 3. And I was like, it's going to take 45 minutes to get back to the airport. My flight's at like 5:45. I probably need to be out of here at like 3:15, so I left. I was there for an hour and a half.
That was your chance.
That's rich man shit, bro.
I know.
That's rich man shit.
Flying somewhere for a meeting.
Flying into West Palm.
Yeah. I know. Into West Palm Beach for an hour and a half. Yep.
That's rich man
shit. I know, and the Uber guy was like, what are you down here for? I was like, I'm down here on business. I've never said that to anyone before, but it was true. I was down there on business. Felt very powerful.
I'm in a fantasy baseball league with a dude that sent a message in this chat group yesterday that he was in the Atlanta airport for lunch and then flew out. Like,
when you think about businesses that are selling through the roof, like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Flew in, had lunch, fly out. One of the other guys was like, was this a miles run? I'm like, people do that at the end of the year to get mileage for points, I guess?
Dude.
Is that a thing?
Dude, I've never heard of it.
Just take flights.
Why do you fucking think we stay in a hotel damn near every weekend because she's trying to get that rest of her points before the year?
So what happens at the end of the year?
Do the points expire at some point?
Delta, I think it's based
so she's doing it because she has accrued points.
Yes.
And it's basically free or it's earned or something?
Yes. Or are you trying to accrue more points to get
We have the highest Marriott status. After this year.
Okay, so basically, are you trying to get as many as you can by the end of the year? Or are you trying to use all your earned ones by the end of the year?
I was thinking they were trying to accrue more to get to a different status.
Okay.
For the next year, I guess.
Yeah.
Got it.
Wow, this is some fucking rich people shit.
Yeah, they asked us for our whatever Delta Flyer miles number to go to Vegas. I was like, I don't have one of those.
One? Is it one? Am I one?
I don't have any numbers. Okay. I don't fly enough.
I have one and I have
Should have got one as many flights as I'm taking this week.
I had like 8,000